from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexelbrook for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. My father-in-law had the cheesesteak egg rolls. He said A+. Yeah. He told me I should break vegan to eat the cheesesteak egg. I'm deciding not to do it.
Yeah,
but you never know.
With such disappointment in his eyes.
Though. Yes. Well, you know what? What are you going
to
do?
He wants you to be a meat man again.
Look, maybe one day I'll have something against cows and I'll want to take them all down. But until then, I'll let everyone else try the cheesesteak egg rolls.
There it is.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us. He is sponsored by Groundworks. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service. Foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com. Thank you for coming all the way to Delco, Elliot.
Look, anytime you can wake up and see the person you're visiting encouraging people to come boo you, I think you got to drive 45 minutes to show up. So happy to be here.
Well, that's showbiz. You get one of the dogs over there. Does Kingsley need
Well, they're starting to bark, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Getting the dogs going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the thing I wanted to start off with, we're getting toward the end of camp today.
Last practice of camp is tomorrow.
Yeah. And so we're sort of getting to the point where you've seen what you're going to see. The big question for me, defense, take what you thought before you started watching camp in preseason and now. Is the defense better off or worse off than you thought?
So I think they're better off in the back seven, definitely, than I thought heading into camp. The biggest takeaway on the defensive side of the ball for me through the first 15 practices would be the linebackers. It looks like a year Howie hit on the linebackers. I think when you look at his history, he is normally pretty hit or miss. Like, you either have, you know, Cunningham out there last year, or you have TJ Edwards, Kaiser White. Like, he has had really good years and really bad years. It looks like this is going to be a good year at the linebacker position. But today, I thought, was a really encouraging day for the defensive line. They have started to pretty consistently live in the backfield, getting after Jalen, breaking up running plays. And what's encouraging about it is it's everybody. It's not like Bryce Huff is consistently beating Fred Johnson, and that's why they're getting pressure. Jalen Carter is just a monster, and he's, you know, the one getting pressure every day. It's been pretty spread out, and the linebackers have been involved as well. So I was higher on the defense than most going into camp, but I feel better about them going into camp than I did going into camp.
Yeah, just another way to support your take from earlier in the summer.
It's pretty clear they didn't need to draft Quinyon. It's awesome that they have him, but when I go through 15 practices, again, today, the right guard spot, a major issue.
There it is.
I bet in camp, the starting five offensive linemen have taken less than 100 snaps together. So
you're probably right.
So that's an issue going into the season, and part of the reason that is...
You think a rookie guard was going to make a difference?
Yes, I think a rookie guard would have made a major difference.
Over guys that have already been proven in the league.
Well, they don't have any of those guys. They don't
have
guys.
Steen didn't play very much last
year.
Steen
played one game, and of like 130 right guards in the league, he was ranked 120th in passing.
Sure, but he was a rookie last year.
I know, but it was a bad game. Yeah. Mekhi Becton's never played the position and can't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So if you got here we go with draft talk. If you would have gotten a great right guard at number 21.
You're not going to get a great right guard at 22.
Yes, the guard you drafted 21 could come in and be the best right guard in the league next season. At that position, I think
they could. Sure, it could be.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, it's easier to do than it is at corner.
We've done this exercise.
I know.
We've done this exercise.
But it's even more clear after watching this team.
And the players at their best, one position is more valuable than the other. I don't want to get caught up on that because I got some other important things to talk about.
I think
about.
It might be guard, but.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Please.
Yes. Don't worry. We're moving
on. Okay.
All right. Linebackers.
Yes.
So Vic Fangio talking about the LBs yesterday and the idea of possibly rotating.
Yes.
So. First of all, I'm gonna get your thoughts on that. Do you think they should go with two, or do you think they will wind up finding a way to get these guys to play? And then I'll give you my thoughts on it.
One thing that's really stood out to me about the linebackers in camp is outside of just N'Kobe and Trotter playing well.
Yeah.
They have used more packages without Devin White on the field than I expected. I still think Devin White is going to play, 85-90% of the snaps. I think he'll lead the team in snaps, so I'm not coming off of that. But I thought going into camp he would be on the field every single snap. Third down, first down, every single snap. There have been more packages than I expected where it's Zach Bond and N'Kobe, or even Trotter and a Zach Bond. So they have been trying different things out. That could just be it's training camp. They want to see different guys out there. But they have definitely been mixing and matching, especially in the past few days. I mean, Trotter is pretty consistently every day getting some reps with the first team. N'Kobe has cut in to, I think, Zach Bond's snap. So they are definitely rotating guys around more than I expected.
Well, here I see a little bit of a problem here. I don't like the fact that Devin White doesn't seem to be heavily involved in the defenses as far as being the guy out
there.
So
he is heavily involved. I just thought he'd be on the field every snap.
I'm with you there. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah, they seem more open to doing different combinations.
Lots of sub packages.
Yes, exactly.
So, we use sub packages under Jim Johnson almost yearly. There was a year where I played the Joker position, which was an off-the-ball linebacker that would sometimes run line stunts with the lineman up front, as well as having two guys playing stack linebackers. That was our third-down defense. And then once Jeremiah left in 2021, I became the nickel linebacker. So we had different packages. You had a first and second down group of guys. That was Barry Gardner, LaVon Kirkland, Carlos Emmons. Mm-hmm. And then when we would get to either second and long, third and long, obvious passing down situations, that's when I was brought in to play linebacker. So, and that happened over the next 3 years consistently. So I say that to say the veteran coordinators, they have a great understanding of the system that they want to run and how they want to use players, won't have a problem rotating guys. So I wouldn't be concerned that we don't have two inside linebackers that are going to be out there all three downs. Like, sub-packaging is the way the NFL is going. They're trying to get as many athletes on the field as possible. And they're at that position, you rarely find a guy that can play all three downs, meaning he's good against the run and he's good in coverage. So using sub-packages could be something they wind up doing this
year. Well, and I also think that one thing that stood out is when you have an experienced coordinator, to your point, they're able to do a lot of sub-packages, but they can do it without messing things up.
Yes.
I haven't seen substitution issues. I haven't seen guys running on and off the field. One thing they have really emphasized in camp, and this is why I think Nick Sirianni is having a great training camp and another great practice today, is they have had specific sessions of practice where they practice running on and off the field and subbing, quick subbing. Like, if the offense is going quick, still getting your defensive packages out there. That was an issue for him last year. I thought Patricia, they looked lost. So Fangio, we can break down his X's and O's and his scheme, but I just think his ability to sub in and out different packages and have them all prepared has been clear so far.
So as a obviously, you're a linebacker in the NFL who did this, so you have a better perspective on it than I do.
Well, I have tracked all 15 practices.
Yeah, well even both of you, I think about, boy, that seems like a lot to worry about, especially in the first half of the season with four linebackers who have really never played. If we're talking about Trotter, N'Kobe, Bond, and Devin White, who've really never played together with a defensive coordinator they've never played for, it just seems like a lot, you know?
That is the one drawback.
Yeah.
And that can't be overlooked. The familiarity of the defense does matter.
Yeah.
When I was doing those things, I was a fifth-year linebacker, you know, fourth-year linebacker, had been in Jim's system for a couple of years, so I had a chance to learn behind guys like Carlos Simmons, Sean Barber, guys like that, to where I was able to step in there with no problem. I'd been the second-team linebacker for 3 years, so I was running these defenses already. In practice, so that is a big difference versus having Jeremiah, who's just coming from Clemson.
Yep.
And it really is the first year for all these guys
under this
defense. So you're right. That could present an issue. The one thing I like about our young guys, I think they are better suited from a intellectual standpoint, a natural position playing standpoint. Zach Bond is somebody who's being tried out at this spot. Hasn't had a whole lot of history of playing stack linebacker, reading guards, getting off blocks. He's more used to rushing up the field after the quarterback. Devin White, as much as I'm excited about him being here, when you're an undisciplined player, sometimes it's hard to coach those guys because you don't know where he's going to be at, and he can hurt the defense by shooting gaps and guessing.
By the way, especially when they're making all of these changes from package to package to package and they don't know where he's going to be.
So I think N'Kobe and Jeremiah are more like the cerebral linebackers that seemingly understand where they should be at and what they're doing.
The only issue with – because I agree, but the only issue with those two being it is you – it's hard to have them on the field at the same time.
Yes.
Because other teams will get them matched up one-on-one in matchups Eagles don't want, and neither of them are great man-to-man coverage linebackers. Whereas Zach Bond, Devin White's not great at it, but Devin White is a great athlete. Zach Bond has long arms and a long body. There's a real world.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where if you have N'Kobe and Trotter out there, and, you know, let's just say you're playing the 49ers, and they get Christian McCaffrey lined up on one of those, that's a major problem. So I agree that I think Trotter and N'Kobe, I mean, they're like natural born linebackers. That's like what they were built to do. Mm-hmm. So I think they can handle the football IQ of it. They just have physical limitations. I think having them both out there together.
I agree. But, and you got to have that because these offenses will spread you out. I mean, offense, the game is now about finding a mismatch somewhere.
Sure.
And he's right. If you got N'Kobe out there, offense decides to motion the running back out. Right. Well, N'Kobe's either going to be on that running back or he has the tight end.
And this is
at 5'10", 5'11"?
They're zone linebacker. They're zone
coverage. Yes, they're zone coverage guys. Yep.
But this is a concern, and I think we all feel better about the coordinators this year. But last year, a big concern for the team was they had two new coordinators. And if you look at the history of teams with two new coordinators, they don't win the Super Bowl. It's just hard to implement two new schemes in one offseason.
Dude, you did this yesterday with the O-line. I'm not accepting doom and gloom.
It's not doom and gloom. It's reality.
You just try to tell us we're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Well, history says that when you have two new coordinators, you do not win the Super Bowl. Now, the Eagles are a bit of a unique situation. They have a very talented linebacker. They didn't fire their head coach, right. Thank God. But they did. They do have two new schemes going in. So if it's something we all have to accept.
Yeah.
It is going to be hard.
We're not lowering our expectations if that's what you're trying to prepare us for.
Well,
that's not happening.
I'm actually with Elliot.
I'm with Elliot too.
What do you guys want to go 9-8 this year?
Jack loves lowering expectations.
We want to go 10-7 this year. Y'all want to go 10-7?
That's just win the division. That's a good year.
Oh, just win the division.
The over under is 10.5 wins. Will Brinson, I saw him have it at 9 wins.
Who the hell's Will Brinson?
Bill Barnwell said they're one of the 5 teams in the league that they could take a step back from last year. That I don't
Will
know.
Will Barnwell said that?
He did.
What did Ike Reese say?
How many snaps in the NFL did Bill Barnwell
take? I said we're going from 12-5 to 13-4.
Now we're at 13-4.
That's where we're at.
You were at 11 14, 2 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago before the Jalen press conference when training camp started. I've been feeling good ever since Elliot, thanks to Elliot.
Well, he set the record.
It's been the greatest training camp in football history.
Yes.
Yeah, and nobody's playing Saturday, so I can feel free to go ahead and get my prediction. Yes, 13-4.
Wow. That's right.
The new Eagles hype man.
That's right. That's right. No one better at giving Eagles a chance. Elliot, do you believe that Jalen has to throw an interception tomorrow?
Well, look.
I actually hope he does.
He
so
has
I can
to
get this over with.
Well, it's over tomorrow either way.
Well, and he's already broken the record. Can't he just throw one so we can move on?
No, I don't get – so tomorrow –
think about the pressure that's on him if he
– Yeah,
that's – I agree. One of that Green Bay game.
What if he never throws another interception?
That would be outstanding. And everybody loves to be like, oh, who cares? The training – da, da, da. If I would have told you, in all seriousness, prior to training camp, he wouldn't throw a single interception all camp. People would have called me crazy. They would have said he had a bad end of the season. The offseason was good. They have a new system. If he doesn't throw an interception tomorrow, he will have pitched the perfect training camp. 16 practices, no interceptions, over 330 attempts. That can't be overlooked. People can hate on the stats all they want. He has gone through an entire camp and taken care of the ball. That's the most encouraging thing about this team. So it absolutely matters. And no, I don't want him to throw an interception tomorrow, because tomorrow, if he does it, this will be something I will remember for the rest of my life.
That is the craziest thing anyone has ever said.
I guarantee you.
You are sick, man.
I buy it. You do this. I buy into the training camp stats, but then you just said it's one of the most special things you've ever seen in your life.
No, I said it's one of the things I will remember the rest of my life.
Okay, where do you rank it in terms of your wedding?
I mean,
is this more special than
my
that?
Wedding was unbelievable, and I'll remember that for the rest of my life as well.
Okay,
so,
all right.
But I mean, in all seriousness, if I'm lucky enough to work at this station for however long, I will be bringing this up as a training camp that we all remember.
It
matters. It matters.
It does matter.
If he had 10 interceptions, people would be, oh, he turns it over too much.
I agree with that. I just don't think it's special.
But we've never seen it. We've never seen it.
Well, we don't know.
No, we've never cared to monitor.
No, no, no.
We only know 10 years of it.
Okay, I dare any beat writer to tell me an Eagles quarterback has never thrown an interception.
Oh, you mean from an Eagles quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, thought you meant in.
No, I would honestly.
You don't think anybody ever.
I bet you nobody at 300 plus attempts.
Football.
Yes, I honest to God would bet my life that no quarterback has thrown 300 plus attempts, no interceptions in a training.
Well,
camp.
Then you know what? I'm going to need to
put money down on MVP right now, man.
Oh God.
Well, 1600.
Well, you should put his money on 2 interceptions week one.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know what I need then? I'm going to need the check down Charlie report. Because here's my only is that, okay, he may not have thrown an interception. Maybe that's never happened in camp before. Do any of us think that Jalen Hurts is a better thrower than every other quarterback in the history of training camp? Of course not. So you have to ask yourself, why has he not thrown even one interception?
First of all, practice today, he had 2 completions, 30-plus yards down the field, one to AJ, one to Devontae. So he is throwing the ball down the field. But outside of that, I don't need Jalen to be Josh Allen. I don't need him to be Patrick Mahomes. I don't need him to have the best arm in the history. What I need him to do is get the ball to Devontae, AJ, and Saquon. So you are right. There are other – look, Carson in 2017.
And Goddard sometimes.
And Goddard sometimes.
When he's allowed.
Carson in 2017 had a better training camp. It was more impressive. He has an arm that is – it was just a better arm.
Keep talking.
But Jalen doesn't need to do that. So what I've seen from Jalen in camp is exactly the type of quarterback he needs to play. You can call
he's a game manager.
Yes, he's a game manager. That's exactly what they need him
to be. That's fine. Yeah, they can win a Super Bowl with a game manager. It's happened before.
They almost did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, top of the show, we were talking about what the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports is. Yeah. My contention is that right now it is Philly's Braves, is that the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry is a lot of like, feels like tradition. Yeah. Feels like, what's the word I'm looking for? You're just not going through the motions, but feels like body memory.
Pomp and circumstance.
Stuff. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a rivalry
it's
in the way
in a row for you.
that he got something right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't think pomp and circumstance is actually the right thing.
No, that's a graduation
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
I guess ceremonial.
Yes,
what he
ceremonial
means.
Is more. I was just going to let it go, but
walk
you had to
me.
Go celebrate yeah. him for it. What do you think the best rivalry in the city is?
You know, I hate to go chalk, but it's definitely Eagles-Cowboys.
No, it's not.
The Phillies and Braves is a nice fad, but nobody cares when they beat the Braves. They care that they won the playoff series. It wasn't about beating Atlanta. It was about advancing in the playoffs.
Well, it's tonight, because they both get in the playoffs, and they face each other in the playoffs.
Yes, but the Eagles-Cowboys game, it just means more in the city. I think that's really the best way you can put it. I hate to use that generic phrase, but as someone that is also in Dallas for these games, like it is just an intensity that is not there for Phillies Braves. The Phillies are
Have you been to Atlanta for a Phillies Braves?
I've not, but if you want to tell me that Atlanta has a good crowd, then we can have that debate.
Well, they did almost kill Joe Giglio last year.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it can
that's
be
because again, you put two IPAs in the guy, and he's trying to fight the entire city.
Well, that guy can't drink two IPAs.
I know.
He's 100 pounds.
That's the issue.
Yeah. I just think tonight would feel the same if it was the Nationals or the Mets. Tonight's about the standings. It's not about the Braves. The Eagles-Cowboys is about the opponent. I think the Eagles, frankly, have three rivals that are bigger than Philly's Braves.
What?
They have Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Which is clearly bigger. But also the Niners, I think, is a bigger, more legit rivalry than Philly's Braves. And
that's
I think
a one-year
rivalry. I think the Giants is a bigger rivalry than...
Sure.
Giants is dead.
No. See, but here's the thing.
I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about in
yes,
history.
Yes, right now.
Right now, Giants-Eagles is not bigger than Phillies-Braves.
I disagree with
Dude,
that.
Dude, that playoff thing was the biggest joke we've ever seen.
There's the Saquon thing, which is a big part of it.
Yep.
Right?
So and you heard Saquon say, New York hates us.
That's part of it.
Yes. Phillies, Giants fans do hate us.
Phillies-Braves is...
Well, with whatever hate they have. Giants fans don't have very much energy for anything, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that stadium is the worst home environment I've ever seen
in terrible.
Sports. Phillies-Braves is fun. It's not heated. It's a nice story. It's a fun thing to follow. It is not...
it's cute.
Yeah, exactly. It's
but
a
But if they lose to them in the playoffs this year, it will not be as cute.
But it would feel the same way losing to the Braves as it would the Mets or the Nationals or the Brewers. It would not feel the same losing to the Cowboys as it would like the Lions.
I agree.
I don't think losing to the Braves in the playoffs would feel the same as losing to the Brewers. I honestly do not.
And
you know, for you who celebrates the Eagles, I would posit that part of the reason that so much is determined by a regular season game like Cowboys-Eagles means that Phillies fans at this point have championship expectations, while the Eagles fans do not.
Well, Phillies fans can hope for a championship for sure, but it's just not the same.
What about Union versus Red Bull?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a nice...
How's that 9-year-old you got a jersey of? How's he doing?
14.
Okay.
He's doing great.
Wow.
He was the MVP of the MLS Next Up game, so he's doing good.
That's amazing.
The Union making a League Cup run, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
League Cup. Is that the thing that happens in the middle of the
season?
It's
like the in-season NBA tournament. Yeah.
Come on.
It's like three different Union seasons.
All right. I have a couple of big questions to run by Ike and Elliot next,
and
including Jack for the Eagles stuff. We sort of put you in the back because everybody's mad at you. I try to distance myself from you on the Eagles stuff because everybody's mad at you with it, including the most important player on the team aside from Jalen, the most likely to surprise everyone in a good way and a bad way. And we said, do you feel better or worse about the defense? I want to hear whether you feel better or worse about the offense. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexelbrook for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.